41. An Independent Woman. In the Puritan settlement of Newtown, Massachusetts, across the river from Boston, Anne Hutchinson, age 45, wife and mother of 13 children, stood before Governor John Winthrop and the Great and General Court of Massachusetts. She was the first colonial woman who had dared to publicly challenge the authority of the church and state. It was November 1637. 8 years before, Winthrop and his band of Puritans sailed to the New World to establish a society where everyone observed the will of God. Now he read the charges against Anne Hutchinson. She had led women in prayer, and she had analyzed the various strengths and weaknesses of the colony's ministers. The Puritans believed that no woman should teach. Certainly, no woman should criticize a minister. The court unanimously decided against Anne Hutchinson. She was excommunicated from the Puritan Church and banished from the Bay Colony. She and her family left Massachusetts to settle in Rhode Island. News came back to Winthrop that Hutchinson's next child had been born dead. He instructed the colony's ministers to make this the subject of their sermons. Congregations were told that the dead child had been born a monster and that this was a fitting punishment from God. In 1643, Anne Hutchinson was again the subject of Bay Colony sermons. She had been murdered by Indians. It was fitting, the ministers announced, that this be the final blow in Mistress Hutchinson's earthly punishment. For years, the story of Anne Hutchinson was held up as a lesson to any who might put their own personal wishes above the laws of Puritan society. For Anne Hutchinson, her rebellion against restrictive Puritan society had cost her everything.